On September 17th, I spoke with Josh from New Orleans. He was sitting on a curb outside of Reliant Arena in Houston, Texas. Reliant Arena is a building next to the Astrodome and has been considered a part of Dome City. Our interview begins with Josh explaining that he could get arrested that night just for talking to me and giving me a recorded interview.
Talking to you right now?
Yeah.
I'll give you about 80% I might go to jail tonight. Believe me. You know why? Because I know I'm going to keep my cool going now, but some of them are going to try to snap on me some kind of way just to take me to jail. You know what? Once you open your mouth, once you say anything, turn around. Believe me, I saw dudes, they went to jail. I don't even know why. They be right there by my side. They weren't saying nothing. I don't know why. I think they're just racist, man. They're just racist.
One example of racism cited by Josh is when an officer gave out chairs to women and old people who were standing outside of the arena. But then other officers told the Katrina victims they were not allowed to sit on the chairs and they had to give them back.
Look, for example, last night, you know, they had an old lady, they had a handicapped people, you know what I'm saying? They're standing up. So they had an officer from the other side. He was black. So he started handing us chairs for the ladies and stuff, right? Man, I walk in and got me a cup of coffee. I'm walking back out. Three officers, they got in there taking the chairs. Taking the chairs. Get up. Give me the chair. Get up. They took all the chairs from the people. Even the old people. They had this old lady. She was sitting on the milk crate. He told her, I need to have that too. Now he took that milk crate from her. Everybody stand. That's racist. That's too racist. We survived Katrina, but we're still struggling from the Dome to Reliant Arena.
I asked Josh why he was still at Reliant Arena.
Every day I go over there to apply for my apartments, you know what I'm saying? Because they be having a lot of people, right? See, now this is my fourth day. I go over there and I be sitting on a chair since the morning till 2 or 3 o'clock in the evening. After 2 or 3 o'clock, they tell us, well, we can't take no more people. What people? They might take 50, 60, 70 a day. That's it. That's about it. I mean, this is my fourth day. Today, I went, my name on the list, waiting. Even though that they had the green band that they weren't supposed to get served first, they didn't even much went through. So, I mean, it's so slow process. I don't know. It's ridiculous, for real.
On September 20th, I returned to Reliant Arena and I met Ronald Major. Ronald did not receive an apartment in Houston and was trying to get out of town to be with his mother.
I'm going to Atlanta with my mother. I want to go to New York because I never been there before in my life. You know, I've been here once when I was a little kid, but I want to go to New York. And I believe New York is a good place for me to go, but my mother is telling me it's crazy up there. Come to Atlanta with her, and I will have a place to stay in the hotel. And I also see a bus riding over there, and I just missed it. It might be going to the airport, man. And man, I just missed it if that was it.
Some people, such as Lawrence McDaniel, found housing inside a church in Houston.
We got to find somewhere to go. So this church was nice enough to take me in, because a single man ain't got no family. He by himself, and I'll be the last one. But this church was nice enough to take me. I'm going with them.
Finally, I caught up with Josh and learned about his luck finding an apartment.
Today, me, I'm just got my apartment. I'm just going to go ahead, go to my apartments, get my car and just start it up. I mean, I got it's enough running for me, you know what I'm saying? I understand they got another hurricane coming, but I'm not going nowhere. That's it.
How were you able to get your apartment?
I had to get up, for a whole week. I had to get up like early in the mornings. Finally, I got it yesterday. But I told you, they really be moving slow, too slow.
That's great. So you got to go to your apartment today?
Yup, I'm going to go to my apartment today. They said they're going to deliver my furniture Wednesday. And I'm going to go apply for get my driver's license, get my car, get my job. And just this after, I'm going to see what's going on after this hurricane. I'm not going nowhere, really. Just going to stay in my apartment.
For many, life is a constant struggle. Thousands of people from New Orleans who survived Katrina and made it to Houston are now en route to a military base in Arkansas for temporary housing. Ronald is trying to get to Atlanta to be with his mother. Lawrence found temporary housing in a Houston church, and Josh got an apartment for himself and his wife in Houston. Now we learn that Hurricane Rita is headed to the coast of Texas and may flood Houston. Reporting for KPFT and Indy Media, I'm Bradley.